Begin the current Daf Masechta Beya Daf Yud Tes. Begin on the second line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous Daf and the previous Mishnah, where we spoke about four different interpretations the Gemara gave for the reason of why Tevilas Kelim, immersing a Keli on Yom Tov, is forbidden. Now, related to that, the Gemara brings Tarabon, Lent Na Braisa, Kli Shenitma Me'erev Yom Tov, regarding a vessel that became Tummy from before Yom Tov. So then, Ein Matbil Noise Bein Hashmashes. Then, not only as we learned in our Mishnah that one cannot immerse it on Yom Tov, and other braises that explained that it was only if it became Tamei in Erev Yom Tov, but if it became Tamei in Yom Tov, one would be allowed to immerse it. However, one cannot even immerse it during twilight, Bein Hashmashes, which is a suffix. It's doubtful if it's night or if it's still day, because if it is nighttime, then it comes out that you're tabling it on Yom Tov, and that's forbidden. So even by Bein Hashmashes, by twilight, one cannot immerse it. Reb Shimon Shazuri Yomer, he says, Af b'choyl, he says, even during the weekday, and that is, if we see somebody coming to immerse his kelim, he's coming to the kelim mikvah, he's coming to immerse his kelim by Bein Hashmashes, Ein Mapil Naisai, we don't allow that person to table it. In other words, we have to be meicha, we have to protest and say, you can't table it. Mimnisha Tzarech Herav Shemesh, and the reason is because when one immerses his kli, for it to become tar, it has to go through a process of Herav Shemesh, of sundown. Now, this person that's tivling his kli by nighttime, most definitely his intention is to use it right away. He's not planning on waiting till the next evening, till it has sundown again. And therefore, you have to stop. And this is in the times of the Gemara when they were makbet about tumen tahara, which requires harav shemesh. Different halacha than when most people immerse their kelim in the mikvah, when they purchase something which was not made by a Jew. This halacha requires harav shemesh at sundown, and therefore, if we see him going now by twilight, most definitely, he's not going to wait till the next day, and therefore we have to stop now, because or else he's going to assume that he could use it tonight in the evening, as usually people wait till the nighttime when it comes to halacha of Tyrus. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, well, if that's the understanding of Reb Shimon Shazuri, but Tanakama loiboy harav shemesh, what do you mean? The Tanakama does not need sundown? It seems pretty obvious that the person is doing it now and to use it tonight, not to wait till the following night when you have sundown again, because now it already is even harav shemesh, it might already have been night, and hence you have to wait for the following. So why, according to Tanakama, don't you have to stop him during the weekday and only by Yom Tov, which there's the problem about tabling a kli on Yom Tov? Some Rav Rava says in resolution of this question, he says, Ashkechesinu l'rabon de Beis Rav. He says, I met the students from the Beis Medrash. The Yasuv Karmi that they were sitting there was saying as following the resolution of this question. B'machshavti nikaris mitech maisav kamefagi. That actually the machlekes between Rav Shimon Shazuri and the Tanakama was regarding if we can recognize a person's thought from what he's doing. In other words, and when the person is running to go ahead and table his kli in the mikvah. Now, what would the question be? Let's say he's holding the utensil in his hand. And it's twilight, it's getting dark, and you see him running quickly, rushing to go ahead and be tivlet. Now, Mar Sabar, Tanakama held, this reason, why the person holding his thing and running right now? Obviously, the person knows that you need to have sundown, and that's why he's running. He thinks, oh, I'm going to quickly, let me run, let me get there before Shkia, before sundown. And when he sees that he didn't make it, he doesn't have enough time, but he says, you know, I already came to the mikvah, I'm not going to make the trip again. So he does the tefillah, but he waits till tomorrow when he has sundown again. And that's why Bein Hashmash is by Yom Tov, there it's forbidden, because on Yom Tov, it's something that is not permitted to be done, or to be tivling on Yom Tov. But during the weekday Tanakama holds, then we don't have to stop the person, because we can obviously know what he's thinking, which is not to use it tonight, but rather tomorrow night, from what his actions were, that since he was running, we did obviously, why is he running, racing against the clock? It was because he wanted to get there before Bein Hashmashes, and now that he missed it, obviously, well, looking at the clock, seeing this person immersing his kelim in the mikvah, he obviously knows that it's not for tonight, but for tomorrow night, and that's why you don't have to stop it. Whereas Omar Savrib Shemesh Shazuri holds that no, it's not nikeret mitech ma'is, it's not obvious that the person is not intending to use it tonight, and that's why he was running. Because rather, machmas malachtahu de karoid, maybe he was running because he was busy, he had work to do, and maybe that's why he was running, and therefore we could still assume that he wants to use it tonight. And therefore, you have to protest and not let him table it tonight, because then he might go ahead and use it tonight, and truth is, you have to wait, since it's been hashmashes, out of doubt, you have to wait till the following night, and that's why you have to stop. Now, that's what Rava says, that he heard the students in the yeshiva saying. Says, Vamin Loho Anor, and Rava says, I told them that no. Regarding this question, when it's recognizable from a person's actions, everybody would agree, no one would argue, that most definitely it's recognizable by this person that he's running, that that's his intention. He wants to get there before Shki, before sundown. And therefore, if that was the case, then everyone would agree that it would be mutter to let the person tayvlit, because obviously he knows about the halacha, and now that he sees it's too late, he'll wait for tomorrow. Ki pligi. Now, regarding this person that Reb Shimon Shazuri argued, and he says that it's not recognizable that mitoich ma'isav, that he's rushing to go ahead and beat the clock, and that's why he says that you have to stop him, is talking about kigoin to itmi. For example, if let's say this person had another utensil that became tamei b'pachas mikadosha. It became tamei from a sheretz less than the size of a lentil. Now, va'asla kamei de rabban l'shiuli, he came in front of the rabbanon, he came in front of the rav to ask him a shaila. He wanted to know, b'pachas mikadosha itmi ilah, he wanted to know, does my utensil become tamei by coming in contact with less than the lentil size of a sheretz? Now, marsav, Reb Shimon Shazuri held, midahola gamer, from the fact that he didn't know the halacha, that actually the tumah of sheretz only applies when it's the size of an adasha, not in the other his other utensil that was less than the size of adasha. So harav shemesh nami legamer. So obviously he also doesn't know about the halacha of harav shemesh, and therefore even though you see him running, which generally we would assume that it is nikaris mitech ma'aseh that he's trying to beat the clock, but there's something here for us to suspect that that's not why he's rushing, because he obviously doesn't know the halachas of tumah tahara. From the fact that he asked, would his kli become tummy less than the size of a dasha from a sheretz, must be this one that is running to go ahead and immerse in the mikvah, must be for some other reason, that because he's busy and that's why you have to stop him. Whereas a marasav atanakam held that no. Hahu delay gamer. It's just this case of where he asked the rav about being less than the size of a lentil, that he didn't know the halacha, because the halacha of that the sheretz to convey tumma to the kli, that it has to be the size of a lentil, is not written explicitly in the Torah. However, harav shemesh, but regarding the halacha of sana, which is written explicitly in the Torah, that gamer, he does know the halacha, and therefore, if we see him running, it must be that he's running to make shkia, to make sundown, and from the fact that he asked a question about something else, won't reflect poorly on his knowledge of this halacha, and therefore, if he's running, you don't have to stop him, because it's nitar, that he knows about the halacha of harav shemesh, it must be just because, okay, I'm here already, let me go to immerse it, but he's not going to use it to the following night. Now the Gemara returns to our Mishnah that spoke about, although that everyone agreed that one cannot immerse a kli on Yom Tov, again with the four different interpretations in the previous Gemara about why that would be forbidden. However, the Mishnah did tell us that umatvil megav legav, one could immerse the kli if it's going from one thing to another thing. So the Gemara explains specifically what does that mean. If you're not allowed to immerse a kli on Yom Tov, when would it be permitted? So Tarvan, we learned that Braisa, Ketzel Megav Legav, what is this halacha that it's permitted to tevel a kli on Yom Tov if it's from one thing to another thing? So the explanation is, Haretz Lasa is Gita. If somebody wants to make this utensil for his wine press, Al Gav, and this is what the term Al Gav, meaning from something that was meant to be his pitcher, which the explanation is, if let's say somebody had his utensils were tummy. Now, when he initially went to tevel to immerse it in the mikvah, he went for the intention of making it into kadli. What kadli means in this context, what it means that he wanted to use it for his olives. Now, then he changed his mind. He wanted to use it for gitai, which is the term that's used for his wine press. Or let's say the reverse. The kadli al gav gitai, something that was originally made to be for his wine press, he wants to use it now as a pitcher to be used for his olives. And that is what we're saying in our Mishnah, that oisa. In other words, he can go ahead and make, let's say, his gitai through the tefillah that he had originally made for kadli. In other words, because the real halacha is that one doesn't have to go back and tevel it anymore for gita. In other words, even though there's two things you could use it for. You could use it for olives, you could use it for grapes. Now, although originally, let's say his intention was to use it for grapes, and that was why he was immersing it, if he changes his mind and wants to use it for olives, that won't necessitate a new tefillah. You already tevel it, even though your intention was for one thing, it doesn't make a difference that you change your mind. Now, if somebody, however, wants to be stringent upon this, says, no, I tevelled it, I immersed it for this, and now I'm using it for something else, I want to immerse it again, and that is what our Mishnah says, that hey, you could tevel on Yom Tov because there is no tikkun kli, you're not fixing anything, and essentially it's not even a tefillah. It's like just washing something in the sink. It's something that's not necessary, and therefore one can do that on Yom Tov. Now, similarly, the Braisa asks, ketzad mechabur lechabura. The last case of our Mishnah says that one can similarly wash, could immerse his kli from one group to another group. What is that case? So, if he was eating in one group, Now that's halacha in the halachas of Karban Pesach, where one eats in a specific chabura. Now if let's say that person's keli was tamei, or he himself was tamei, and then he immersed it with the intention of eating in with that group, then v'roitz alecha b'chabura acheres, and he changes his mind, he wants to eat with another group. So then the halacha is the same thing, harishus b'yodai, it's a voluntary thing where the person doesn't have to go ahead and now return it to the mikveh and tevel it again. On that a Mishnah says, but if someone wants to be stringent upon himself and tevel it again because now it's with a different chabura, I didn't have that in mind, that type of tefillah can do on Yom Tov again because it's nothing, it's not a real tefillah, it is anyways tar, and therefore it does not apply to the reasons that we had mentioned regarding when it's you coming to mitar a kli, and therefore one can go ahead and do that on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which talks about one of the main themes of where Yom Tov differs from Shabbos, which is the halacha of Eichel Nefesh, where a person can do malachis regarding that it's for food, for consumption of food on Yom Tov, that's permitted. However, Mishnah says, a machlikis regarding halachas, how this comes out in the halachas of Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Beshami Emrim, Mevi'in Shlam. A person is allowed to bring a carbon shlamim on Yom Tov, and that's because a carbon shlamim has something that has eating for the person, that is the bile meat, the kana meat, people eat from that carbon that's not totally sacrificed on the Mizbeach. So therefore that it's included in the heter of Eichel Nefesh for Yom Tov. So you can bring a carbon shlamim to the Beis HaMikdash. But ve'ein samech nalein, however, although carbonus requires smicha, leaning on them, you cannot do that to the carbon shlamim on Yom Tov, because a smicha, leaning on the animal, is usher on Shabbos and Yom Tov because of a shvus, which is an issur d'rabbanan, which is a smicha is generally done when the person pushes his whole weight, his body weight on the animal. Now, that would technically be considered utilizing a living animal. And the Mishnah tells us later in the Halamad Vama Beis that in Reichen Agave Behemo, you're not allowed to ride an animal, you're not allowed to put your body weight on the animal. So therefore, although you're allowed to bring it as a carbon, but you wouldn't be able to lean on it, because that's something that's forbidden because of the issur of using an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Avaloi oilis. However, Bisham may say that although you're allowed to bring a carbon shlamim in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, but one cannot bring a carbon oila. That's except for, let's say, carbon tamen and the carbon musaf, which those are carbon tzibur, and they have a set time. But what Bisham is referring to is an oila v'yachad of an individual that you're not allowed to bring, because that has no consumption for the person who's bringing it. And the Pasuk tells us in Shmos Yud Beis that what type of malachas are permitted to be done on Yom Tov. That's Yasu Lechem, that's only if it's Eichel Nefesh for the person, but not Likvayim, not if it's done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Hashem. And therefore, though one could bring a carbon shlamim and not lean on it, but one cannot even bring a carbon oila. They argue, they say, Mevin shlamim v'oilis, you can bring carbon shlamim and oilis. And they argue on both points. You could bring not only a shlam, but even an oila. And one could even not only bring, but even do smicha on the animal. It's not a problem. Now the Gemara explains the parameters of this machlekes in our Mishnah. So Ula says, the machlekes in our Mishnah, where both of them agree that we're allowed to bring a carbon shlam on Yom Tov, but their whole machlekes was b'shamech hagiga lismich, regarding can one do smicha lina on the shamech hagiga, which is the carbon shlam that one brings, is required to bring as a shlamim on the Yom Tov. V'oilas re'ila karv, and if one could even sacrifice the oila re'ia, which is everyone's supposed to bring when they come on the Shleish L'Regalim, supposed to bring a carbon oila, if this could be brought on Yom Tov itself. The Bishami sabi, that Bishami hold, and that is, Bishami agree regarding the bringing of the carbon shlamim, because it's an obligation to be brought on the Yom Tov itself, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga and Daftes Amid Alv, that as it says in the Pasuk of Yikra, it says that one should celebrate the Yom Tov to Hashem, which that's a reference to the Chagoysim of Karban Chagiga. Now, therefore, that we see is a mitzvah that to be done on Yom Tov, therefore that's allowed to be done. Now, however, regarding Karban Oila, Bishami argue even regarding its bringing, that one cannot even be makriv it. Now, the reason is because that's a reference to an Oilas Re'iyah, because the diik from the Pasuk is, the Chagoysim is Chagiga in. Now, what are you allowed to bring on Yom Tov? That's a Karban Chagiga. Oilas Re'iyah loy, however, the Oilas Re'iyah one is not allowed to. Now, however, Beis Hill says that even an Oilas Re'iyah is permitted to be brought on Yom Tov. And the reason is because an Oilas Re'iyah is a mitzvah for a Yom Tov purpose, because Beis Hill sabri Lashem. Beis Hill learned in that pasuk that we just quoted that v'chagoysim oisechag Lashem, which means called the Lashem, anything that's brought for Hashem. As the Gemara learns elsewhere, that Beis Hill learns it out from the pasuk of Aleiro Panei Rekam, that one should never see my face empty-handed on the Shalosh Regalim. So therefore, that's where the chiyuv of Oilas Re'iyah comes from. Now, although the pasuk says it's only chagoyis moisei chag l'Hashem, but it's l'Hashem, including oilus ri'ya. So therefore, that's what Ula says, that's their machloikis in regards to the akrava. Can one bring only a carbon shalmi chagiga? Or, like Beisila says, even oilus ri'ya. Avon nadarim min adavis. That was regarding karbanis that are required to be brought on every yom to be supposed to bring a shlamim, which is shalmi chagiga, and you're supposed to bring an oil, which is oilus ri'ya. But regarding things that are, someone takes an oath that he's going to bring, or someone just wants to donate something as a carbon on the Mizbeach, now since they don't have a specific time when they're supposed to be brought, so that Ula says, Diri HaKol, there everyone agrees in Beisil that ain't craving a Yamtib, that it cannot be brought on Yamtib, even if it's a Shlamim, and most definitely if it's an Oil, it cannot be brought, because you can bring it at a later time. Now, as Rashi says, although the carbon Chagig and the Oil Shri'iya also don't have to be brought on the yamtiv itself because it has tashlumen, it could be made up for the next 7 days, still they permit it to be brought on the yamtiv itself because maybe something's going to happen to the person and he's not going to end up being able to bring it on the other days. And therefore, since we're allowed to bring it, since it's an obligation for the day, we're allowed to bring it even though technically it could be brought at a later time. However, again, regarding the Dharma and the Davis, that cannot be brought according to everybody. So the Rav Adar Bar Abba says that the Nedarim and the Davis ain't krev miyamtiv. That although Beis Hillel say that it sounds like from the Mishnah they allow everything, not only shlamim but even the oila, that's only oilish ri'iya or shalmi chagiga, which are obligatory that is supposed to be brought for this yamtiv. But regarding the Nedarim and the Davis, whether it be an oila or shlam, that cannot be brought on yamtiv. Now that the Gemara asks on Ula's interpretation of the machlekes in our Mishnah, Meisvei, we learned the Braisa. Amr Shimon Elazar, he says, Loi nechleku b'sham b'shil. They did not argue al oila she'ena shel yamtiv regarding a carbon oila that's not for yamtiv. In other words, which means a neder and a dava that's not a requirement for yamtiv per se. She'ena krev b'yamtiv, which they cannot be brought on yamtiv. Now the reason is because there's really two things working against it. One is that there's no consumption for the person, which does not include in the heter of Echel Nefesh or Yamtim. And two is that it's possibly brought at a later time. So there, everybody agrees that cannot be brought on Yamtim. Neither do they argue, Vashlamim Shein Shal Yamtim. And regarding a Shlamim that's supposed to be brought for Yamtim, for example, Shalmi Chagiga, which a person has to bring this carbon Shlamim on the Shalish Regalim, or even the Shalmi Simcha, which is a carbon Shlamim that if someone wants to have a Simchas Yamtim, that he eats meat, which is called the Shalmi Simcha. That there everyone agrees shekrev miyamtiv, that even Misham would agree that could be brought on yamtiv. Because here it has two things working for it to be able to be brought. First of all, it has achilas adam, people eat from it because of carbon shlamim. And two, its designated time is to be brought on the yamtiv. And if the yamtiv passes and you didn't bring it, so then it's batel karbanah, you lost out on that opportunity. So there everyone would agree that it could be brought. So then in what regards do Misham Yisrael argue? Al oila shehi shel yamtiv. They argue regarding a carbon oila which is designated for yamtiv, which is the oila's ri'ya. Vashlamim shein shel yamtiv, or shlamim, which is not for yamtiv. In other words, a neder and a dava of a shlamim. Shebishami yamim lo yavi. Bishami say no, you can't bring it. As we said, chagoyis amayis chag l'Hashem. The only chiyav that you could bring in yamtiv is the chig of a shlamim chagiga, not the oila's ri'ya. And so too, regarding the darim and the davis, it has no obligation to be brought today, so you can't bring it today. You bring it at a later time. However, Beisil say that you do bring it. So the Gemara's question is, obviously you see that if it's a shlamim, even though it's in the Dharma and the Davas, according to Beisil, you bring it, which that's difficult according to Ula, because Ula said across the board, any neder and the dava, since it doesn't have to be brought today, even though it has oichal nefesh component, but since it doesn't have to be brought today, everyone, even Beisil, would agree it's not. But here we have Reb Shimon ben Luz's interpretation that says that it is brought on yamtiv, according to Beisil. So nothing more answers, tritz ve'imahachi, what you should do is, to resolve Ula's interpretation, is to amend the way of the way that Bryce is brought down. That Amr Shem Lazer, lo'y nechle kubisham b'sil al oilo vishlamim, and here we have this added on to resolve Ula, that both b'sham b'sil do not argue regarding an oila and a shlamim, she'en ishla yamtim, that's not brought for yamtim. In other words, if it's a neder and a dava, even if it's a shlamim, she'en krev miyamtim, it's not brought on yamtim. Or if it's a shlam that's brought for yamtiv, the shalmi chagiga shekrev miyamtiv, that it could be brought on yamtiv. So man nechaku, regarding what do they argue? Al oila shishal yamtiv, only an oila that's meant for yamtiv. In other words, the oilas ri'iya shevisham oim lo yabi. Bisham say you don't bring it. Ubisil oim yabi. Bisil say you do bring it. And the way we amended it now is exactly the way Ula had said in our Mishnah. That was one resolution for Ula. V'yesiv amah, he says, tanoi shakla me'alma. Have you removed all the tanoim from the world? In other words, You didn't find any Tana that says like Ula that you have to go ahead and resolve Ula and thereby changing and amending the way that first Brisa B'Shem Laza was to be able to resolve Ula's interpretation. Tanoihi. It's a machlekes Tanaim. In other words, we have another Tana that says like Ula, we don't have to be bothered that B'Shem Laza doesn't say like him in the interpretation of our Mishnah. The Tana learned a Brisa. Shlamim habo machmes yamtiv, regarding a carbon shlam that comes because of yamtiv. In other words, a carbon chagiga, a shami chagiga or a shami simcha, that's brought by yamtiv on yamtiv. So bishami arm they say semich aleim every yamtiv, as they say in our mission, you cannot do smicha on any carbon on yamtiv because the iser to go ahead and utilize an animal on yamtiv. So you have to do the smicha from before yamtiv. But b'shechtiv yamtiv, they agree that you could slaughter on yamtiv. No, you could even do the smich on yamtiv, and the shtechim yamtiv, you could also slaughter it on yamtiv, where everyone agrees that the shami chagiga could be brought on yamtiv. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. This Tanav says al nedarim and nedavis, but regarding things that are our oath or our donation, divrei hakol and krev miyamtiv, everyone agrees it cannot be brought on yamtiv, and therefore that's exactly like Ula said, and therefore Ula would be saying like this Tana. And he would say the same as in the interpretation that Ula had for our Mishnah, and therefore it's not a difficult, you don't have to amend your B'Shem Elazar. He says one way, and Ula was going like this Tana. Now the Gemara says that Hani Tanoi, these Tanoim that we're about to quote in the Gemara, they argue Kihani Tanoi. Like the same Tanoim that we said, where it's Machlekes regarding Nedarim and Nedavis, that's going to be the same Machlekes regarding, as we said, there's the two interpretations in the Machlekes B'Sham Mishil, regarding are you allowed to bring a Neder and a Dava of Shlamim on Yamtiv, where Ula said you cannot, even according to Beis Hillel, not even a shlam. And Rav Shimon Laza's interpretation said that you could bring a shlam neder nedava. That seems to be the same achlekes of the following tanoim. The Tanoim like Linda Brisa. The Brisa says ein mevi'in toida. So it talks about a carbon toida. So it says you cannot bring a carbon toida b'chag hamatzis on the Yamtiv of Pesach nechamet shaba, because one of the components of the carbon toida when one gives thanks for something is al chalas lechem chametz. You're supposed to bring breads that have chametz. Now, you can't have chametz on Pesach, so you can't bring a karmen taida on Pesach. Now, v'loy batzeres, neither can you bring a karmen taida on Shavuos, nishu yamtiv, because it's yamtiv, where obviously this Tanakama holds that since a karmen taida is a neder and a dava, it's something that you're offering to bring, where it's not a chiv like a chatas and an asham. Now, obviously they hold that one cannot bring a neder and a dava, even of a shlamim, on yamtiv. So that's that, like that version, like ula. Now, therefore, you can't bring a carbon toida. The Tanakhama says, even on Shavuos, because it's Yamtiv. Aval maybe Adam toidas b'chag ha-sukkos. However, one could bring his carbon toida on the Yamtiv of Sukkos, which means on Chol HaShamoed, obviously, because on the Yamtiv itself, as we said, you cannot bring a nedav on Yamtiv. So, although you cannot bring it on Pesach, because Chametz, or Shavuos, because it's Yamtiv, but on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, one can bring his carbon toida. Shimon says, and the Gemara later will explain what exactly is he saying. He says, Hareyoim, it says in the Pasuk in Devar, B'chag ha-matzis, b'chag ha-shvuis, b'chag ha-sukkos. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Now, what that means, why we're comparing all three of them, is kol shebo b'chag ha-matzis. Whatever could be brought on Pesach, bo b'chag ha-shvuis, b'chag ha-sukkos, could also then be brought on Shavuos and Sukkos. V'chol sheloi bo b'chag ha-matzis, whatever cannot be brought on Pesach, then ein bo b'chag ha-shvuis, b'chag ha-sukkos, then it cannot be brought neither on Shavuos or on Sukkos. Elizabeth Shimon Oimer, he says, maybe Adam Taidase b'chag ha-sukkos, a person could bring his carbon taida on the Yomtiv of Sukkos, which the Gemara later on will explain, that's referencing not only Chol HaMoed, but even on Yomtiv of Sukkos itself. And the Yetzeba Yidei Chavasim Mishum Simcha, and including that, when one brings his carbon taida, inclusive of that, he could have that fulfill also the chiv that he has of Shami Simcha, which is the obligation to rejoice on the Yomtiv. Now, although the carbon taida is something that he's already obligated, and he already made himself obligated saying that he was taking this oath that he's going to bring the carbon taida, in spite of that, the Brisa tells the Masechtas Chagiga, it says, what's the source of bringing the Shalmei Simcha? It says in the Pasuk, B'samachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice on your Yomtiv, which comes to include all types of Simchas with meat for rejoicing. Now, from the fact that it doesn't tell you explicitly that you have to bring a carbon of meat to rejoice on the Yomtiv, it doesn't say, V'havesa shlamim v'chalta sham b'samachta. So, therefore, we understand that it's just that we know that any Simcha is only with meat. As the Pasuk says in elsewhere, in a different context, where it says, V'zavachta shlamim v'echalta sham b'samachta, that we see that bringing a carbon, eating meat, will be considered simcha, rejoicing, where that's in a different context of hargerizim, not regarding the shalmei simcha of yamtiv. But one thing we see is that the simchas of yamtiv, if let's say someone has a carbon that he has to bring, a bechayr or a ma'isa behema, he doesn't have to bring another carbon shlamin to fulfill the shalmei simcha. It's because you just have to rejoice with meat. But it's not a special obligation to bring a specific carbon of meat. So hence, one can fulfill his chiv of the shalmei simcha with the carbon toida that he had to bring anyway. However, ve'ena yaitzeba mishum chagiga, one cannot fulfill his chiv of the shalmei chagiga, where shalmei chagiga is different, where there's an obligation to bring a special carbon chagiga on every yomtiv, where that's an obligation. Now, there's a klal which the Gemara will mention later that any davar shebechayiv, anything that's an obligation, is only could be brought from chulin, things that are unconsecrated. Now, this carbon toid is something that you're already obligated in, and therefore that's not considered from the chulin, from things that are unconsecrated, to exempt the chiv of chagiga. So although the carbon toid will fulfill the chiv of shalmei simcha, it will not fulfill the chiv of a special chiv of obligation that one has to bring the shalmei chagiga. Now, that's the machleik is brought down in that price. Now, amamar, so now the Gemara goes back to explain its statement to then explain where do we find over here this machleik is that we mentioned regarding if you're allowed to bring a neder and a dava of a carbon shlamim on Yom Tov or not. Now, the Tanakhama statement was, Ein mevi en toida b'chaga matzav nechama shabba. So first, the Gemara tries to clarify the statements and then shows how there's that machleik is regarding if you could bring a neder and a dava of shlamim on Yom Tov. So the first statement of the Tanakhama was that you cannot bring a carbon taida on Pesach because of the chametz. So the Gemara has pshit. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You can't have chametz, so obviously you can't bring carbon taida. So that Amar Avada Bered Rav Yitzchak, he says, on Ba'amila, and some say it was Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Hocha Baba Asraskin. Actually, we're not talking about bringing it on Pesach itself, because obviously as chametz you can't. We're talking about on Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan. And it's saying that even then you cannot bring it, because this Tanakhama holds that you cannot bring a carbon which will then bring it earlier than it's supposed to be to the place where it gets burnt, to where it becomes invalid. Where if you're going to be able to eat it for less time than it's normally allowed to be eaten, where if you bring it on Erev Pesach, let's say you bring it in the morning, you only have up until the fourth hour when you can eat the chametz. Now, because of that, it comes out that chametz will come to nicer because you're not going to end up eating it in time, because generally you have the whole day and then you can go continuing all the way through, but here you're limiting it till the fourth hour of the day, till 10 o'clock in the morning, and because of that, you're going to bring kachm beis apsul, because after that, you can't eat chametz anymore. Even 14th of Nisan, you cannot bring it. That's a chiddush, because then actually it's permitted. It's for a different reason that you're going to end up bringing things lebeis apsul, because you won't be able to finish it in time, and then it's going to have to be left over, and then it becomes the psul of nicer, and then it has to get burnt. Now, the Tanakhama then continued and said, V'loibat says b'nei shuhu yamtib. You can neither bring the carbon toida on Shavuos because it's yamtib. K'savar nidarm and the davis ain't craving yamtib. Obviously, the Tanakhama holds like that side in these two different opinions, which is like how Ula's interpretation was in the Mishnah, that one could not bring even the darm and the davis, even if they're shlamim, on yamtib, and that's why you can't bring it on Shavuos. But then the Tanakhama ended off. Avol maybe adam teidasa b'chagas sukkas. However, one could bring his carbon teida on the yomtiv of sukkas. Now the Gemara says, emas, when on sukkas, ilam b'yomtiv atzma. If it's on the yomtiv part of sukkas, well then v'ha amrit v'leibat says when you show yomtiv. But how can you say that? We already said you can't bring it on Shavuos because you can't bring the darm and the davis even of shlamim on a yomtiv. So ela b'chalashamay, it must be talking about the intermediary days, which are not the same as yomtiv. And that could be brought on the Chalamayit of Sukkot. That's the only time you could bring on the Yom Tov a carbon taida. Now, the next opinion, Reb Shimon Omer, he said, Hareyu Omer, it says in the Pasuk, B'chaga Matzis, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkot, which he interpreted to mean that Kol Shabbat B'chaga Matzis, whatever could be brought on Pesach, but B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkot, then it could be brought on Shavuos and Sukkot. B'chol Shaloi B'chaga Matzis, whatever cannot be brought on the Yom Tov of Pesach, Eina B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkot, cannot be brought on Shavuos and Sukkot. Now, the Gemara assumes now, what it sounds like he's trying to say, is that one would therefore, since you cannot bring the carbon toida on Pesach, because it has chametz, then one cannot bring it on Shavuos, or even on the Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, because although there's no problem about bringing a carbon, you could do melachas on Chol HaMoed, however, but since it cannot be brought on Pesach, it can't be brought on Sukkot, because if he was talking about that only on Yom Tov, so what would he be saying more than what Reb Shimon already said? So it sounds like he's asking, saying you can never bring it and even Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Now that masculine, Reb Zera asked, wait, Hashta, according to Reb Shimon, who's saying that it's forbidden throughout the Yom Tov Sukkot, even Chol HaMoed, if salusi misaltinon, if one's allowed to gather wood in the fields from where it's attached, a lot of chop wood on Chol HaShemayit, where it says in the Brisa, might cut, and if you'd base in a base, we allow to chop wood from that which is attached to the ground, if it's on Chol HaMoed, for the purposes of Yom Tov purposes. So Nadav and Nadav is me boyet. So then, how can you entertain to say that you wouldn't be able to bring a neder and a dava, which on Chol HaMoed? How could there be less than chopping wood on Chol HaMoed? How could that be the interpretation of what he's saying? So then Abaye says, he redefines this whole machlekes of this price, because obviously that's not what he's coming to say, that it's going to be asra and even Chol HaMoed. So he says, "Bahakrava kulei amalei pliyig d'shari." The truth is, of course, there's nobody that's going to argue that on Chol HaMoed, of course, you could bring a neder and a davar, just like chopping wood, you could do yom tov purposes on Chol HaMoed. Ki pliyigi lemekam alei b'bal ta'achar. Their machlekes was regarding the violation of bal ta'achar, which is when someone has an obligation to bring a carbon. There's a negative prohibition of not bypassing the time limit, which is a certain time frame of the shalosh regalim of when you have to bring your obligation by. Now, and regarding that was the whole machlekes in this brayso regarding this topic of bal ta'achar. And now the Gemara redefines their machlekes. Tanakama said, the Tanakama held, Shalosh regalim am rachman. The Torah says you have up to three yom tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, to be able to bring your carbon, which is a filosh like a surgeon, even not in their appropriate order, which is generally Pesach first, then Shavuos, then Sukkos, as written in the Pasuk. Even in any order, whether it be Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, or Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, any order, once it goes through three Yom Tovim, one has already violated the Isra of Bal Ta'achar. Now, the reason is, as the Gemara learns in Sechtes Rish Shandav Dalam Abeis, is from this Pasuk where it says, Shalish Pambash on the three times in the year, you have three Yom Tovim. Now, why does it say then, Chagamatzis, Chagashvulis, Chagasukas, if already said Shalish Pam, which obviously it's a reference to the Shalish Regalim, which we would just conclude saying, as the Pasuk said before, Shamas Chedesh Shaviv, Shibashivus Tisbalah, Chagasukas Taslach, we already just spoke about that it was in context of the three Yom Tovim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Rather, comes to teach regarding Bal Ta'achar to say these are the ones that I established for you regarding your Matanas and your Nedarim, no matter what the order is. Now, this is what the Tanakama is coming to give in what's called an Eitzah Tev. He's trying to give you a good idea. That's what he's saying in this Braisa. That is, whoever has an obligation to bring a carbon Taida, when he said is that you should bring it, as he ended off, of a maybe Adam Taidas B'chagas Sukkos, you should bring it on the Yom Tov Sukkos, which he was saying that even if it's the first Yom Tov after you made a Nedar, which is, let's say, after a shun, after Yom Kippur, you got inspired, you took a neder, and you said, I'm going to bring this carbon. That Tanakama says you should bring it that for a Sukkos. And the reason is because, and this is what the context of his whole entire statement was, because if you don't bring it now, this first Yom Tov of Sukkos, you're going to have to come specially at different times to Yerushalayim. And the reason is because when you're going to do Aliyah LeRegel on Pesach, you're not going to be able to bring it then, because it has Chametz. When you're going to come the next time for Shavuos, you're not going to be able to bring it then either, because it's Yom Tov. So it's going to come out that if you don't bring it now in Sukkos, you're not going to bring it Pesach, you're not going to bring it Shavuos, and you're going to be over on the Issa Bal Ta'achar, because the Tanakama holds, no matter what the order is, it's going to be an over, you're going to be over the Issa of Bal Ta'achar, the Shalosh Regalim. And therefore, that was his Eitzah Tov. He says, bring it now the first one, when it's Sukkos, even if it's the first one, because you're not going to bring it Pesach and Shavuos, because you can't sacrifice it then. And then after Shavuos, you already violated the Issa Bal Ta'achar. Now, regarding that is what Reb Shimon comes to say. Reb Shimon saw, Reb Shimon held, that no, kesidron in. It's only in the proper order of Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos that then one violates the Isser Bal Ta'achar. Shaloi kesidron loi, but not in its appropriate order, then one does not violate the Isser Bal Ta'achar. And therefore, if someone took a neder of bringing a carbon before Sukkos, then he has a lot of time until the following year to be able to bring it. And this is what his statement was saying. When he said, Kol Shabo B'chag HaMatzis, whatever is brought on the Yom Tov Pesach, what he meant to say was, for example, let's say someone took the oath before Pesach, and when he says that it was Boba Chagamatzis, means to say that he already had the obligation of his neder to bring it on Pesach, then it's brought on the Shavuos afterwards, or on the Sukkos afterwards, in other words, because he doesn't have any more time after that. So you should bring it, yes, either on that Shavuos or that Sukkos. Now, when he said V'chol She'ena Boba Chagamatzis, when he said that whatever is not brought on Pesach, what he meant was, is if you didn't yet have your obligation of your neder, of your chiv, to bring it before Pesach. For example, let's say he took the oath after Pesach. Then he said, Einabah. In other words, when he says Einabah, what he meant to say was that you do not have to bring it, not on the coming Shavuos, or not even the coming Sukkos, because you have time up until the Sukkos of the next year, where, because you have to, according to Reb Shimon, have the violation only when it goes in the order. So if you took it after Pesach, in Sriya Sa'imatam, let's say, so Shavuos and Sukkos, that year you don't have to bring it, it's not even counted yet. It only starts clicking the tag when it goes through the first Pesach, then you start counting Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and therefore he says, then you don't have to bring it, that Shavuos and that Sukkos. That's Reb Shimon's interpretation, again, in the context of Bal Ta'achar. Blazer Reb Shimon Eimer, when it comes to the third opinion in that Braisa, where he said, maybe Adam Teidasa B'chagas Sukkos. He said that a person could bring his Karban Teidah on the Yom of Sukkos. Now the question is, Emas, when was he talking about? If he was only allowing it to be brought on Chol HaShemayit, well, Hainu Tanakama, that's the same as Tanakama. Tanakama already told us that you cannot bring it on Yom Tov, which is Shavuos, but you can bring it on Sukkos, which we said obviously that means Chol HaShemayit, because the Yom Tov of Sukkos you couldn't, because it's Neder and Nedava on Yom Tov. So, Ela B'Yom Tov, so it must be that he's actually coming to add on that you can even bring it on Yom Tov. Uksav and Nedarim and Nedava is craving Yom Tov, so obviously that he holds, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that the Neder and Nedava of the Taida, which is a Shlamim, could even be brought on Yom Tov, and that is the Machlokes Tanaim that we referenced before, which between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, obviously they're arguing about this Machlokes that we had in the definition of the Machlokes of Beis Hillel's opinion, that are you never allowed to bring any Neder and Nedava, even a Karban Shlamim? Or are you allowed to bring at least a Karban Shlamim, which is what a Toida is, which has two heterim, one that's what that if it's brought, let's say a Shama Chagiga or Shama Simcha, however in the context of Nedava has at least a heter of Oichel Nefesh, where it's eaten by person, that's where the Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon says like that it is permitted to be brought, which we had brought on Amet Aleph, that version, which they hold that, Beis Hillel would hold that it is permitted. And then you have the Tanakama's opinion, which is like Ula's interpretation of Beis Hillel and Mishnah, that any Neder and Nedava, even the Karban Shlamim, cannot be brought on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara just continues explaining that, once we showed how this is the same Machlokes Tanoim, Umayshno Chagasukus Denakar. However, the Gemara's question is, regarding this last opinion in this Braisa of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, if he allows Nedarim and Nedavos, which is the case of what of a Shlamim, which is the case of a Taida, which is consumed by the Bialim, you're allowed to bring that on Yom Tov. So why does he pick the case of Sukkos? Sukkos is the same as Shavuos. They're both Yom Tov and Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring it. So that the Gemara answers, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon l'tameh. Actually, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon goes according to his reasoning, which this is in context of the greater machlokes that we mentioned, that they're arguing regarding Baal Ta'achar. The time like we learned in the Braisa, b'Shimon Omer, b'Shimon says, Loimer Chagas Sukkos, it shouldn't have said in the Torah the Yom Tov of Sukkos. In other words, when it went back, after already mentioned that there's the Isra Baal Ta'achar, bypassing the deadline of when one has to bring their carbon that of the obligation of the three Yom Tovim, it shouldn't have written Uba Chagas Sukkos, it shouldn't have written regarding the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And the reason is, since they already wrote that Shalish Pa'am Basham, it said already about three times a year. Now, it already mentions B'chaga Matzah Chagas Shavuos. So I would have known that it also refers to the Yom Tov HaSukkos because Shabbai, because it's in the parasha of the Yom Tov HaSukkos that it's talking about when HaKasim Adab, when the Pasuk talks about this Isabel Ta'achar of the Karbanis, that you have three Yom Tovim, it's in the parasha of when Tzair is talking about the Yom Tov HaSukkos. So I would know that it means to say Pesach Shavuos and the third one is Sukkos. So Lama Nemar. So why does the Torah mention that also regarding the Isabel Ta'achar of the Yom Tov HaSukkos? So in that Reb Shimon says, Loimer Shaza'achar, to say that this is the last one, which means to say, as Reb Shimon said, as we mentioned in the explanation of the previous Braisa, Reb Shimon holds it has to be in that order, meaning Pesach has to be first, which means Sukkos has to be last. And that's why he mentioned Sukkos, to say that this is the last one. Sukkos has to be the last one, that's why he mentioned Sukkos. Not like the Tanakama's opinion held that could be in the order. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Loimer, and this is why we're bringing it to show that Reb Elazar Reb Shimon is L'shitasai, Loimer Shazeh Goyim. He says the reason why it says in the Torah Chagas Sukkos, although I would have known it, is to say that it's the cause. In other words, the Isra Baal Ta'achar doesn't depend on any other Yom Tov but the Yom Tov of Sukkos, which that means, even if the person took a neder right before the Yom Tov of Sukkos, once the Yom Tov of Sukkos has passed by, that already will cause the person to violate the Isra of Baal Ta'achar, and that's why it says Chagas Sukkos, and that's what Rabbi Elazar Shimon says in the Braisa, that you can bring your Karban Taida on Sukkos, which is teaching two Chedushim. One, in the context of regarding the halachas of bringing Neder and Nedava, where he argues on Tanakama that you could bring it even on Yom Tov, not just Chol Moed. But another aspect, which is the larger context of what that Braisa was arguing about, as we elucidated, which was in the halacha of Baal Ta'achar, when does one violate the Isra Baal Ta'achar? It's on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and therefore he says, bring it on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. He's not talking about Shavuos, because he wants to tell you that is the main Yom Tov. If you pass by that Yom Tov, even if you took the Neder right before, you will violate the Isser of Baal Ta'achar. Now, we mentioned the Braisa before, the Yaitzaba Mishum Simcha, that one can fulfill his Chiv of the Shalmi Simcha with the carbon of a Taida, as we said, because there's no obligation to bring a Shalmi Simcha, a special carbon of that. It's just that one has to rejoice with meat. So if one has is anyways bringing a carbon of a taida, even though there's a chiv to bring it, it's okay. One can fulfill his chiv of the shami simcha. However, we said ve'ein yoytzeba mishum chagiga. One will not fulfill his chiv of the shami chagiga, which the Gemara asks. Pshita. It's pretty obvious, as we alluded to this halacha before. There's a direct obligation, specific, that one has to bring a carbon chagiga on every Yom Tov, which is called the Shami Chagiga, as it says in the Torah, v'chagoisem. As we mentioned before, when Bishamai quoted, that's why you're allowed to bring a quarter according to Bishamai, Shami Chagiga on Yom Tov. And so therefore it's an obligation. Now, b'chol davar shebechayva, anything that's an obligation, ein ba ela menachul, and only could come from something that's unconsecrated, which means to say, you cannot bring it from Meiser Sheni money, and neither can you bring it from a nether in the Dava, which you're obligated in already. Now, therefore, this carbon taida, which you're already obligated in, you already said you're going to bring it, obviously you can't use that for the fulfillment of the Shami Chagiga. So therefore, why did we have to say, ve'en yetzibah mishum chagiga? So now the Gemara answers, lo yitzrich, it was necessary to say this halacha. Because the afagaf de parish, even if the person explicitly said this, conditional, when he made the oath of the carbon taida, he says, look, I'm only bringing this as a carbon taida on the condition that when I bring it on Yom Tov, I can fulfill with it my carbon chagiga. That's the chiddush that we're saying, in spite of that, he will still have the chiv of the carbon taida and will not fulfill his chiv of the carbon chagiga with it. Like Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yechanan, he asked the same question. He says, someone says, look, I'm taking an oath, an obligation to bring a carbon taida, but I want that when I bring it on Yom Tov, I don't want to bring two karbanis. I want to bring a carbon taida that I'll bring all the chalas, everything that come with it, with all the trimmings, but I don't want to have to bring a special carbon chagiga. Or let's say, Harini Nazir, look, I'm going to take an oath that I'm going to become a Nazir, I'm going to follow all the halachas. Now we continue to talk about Chafim and Aleph. But I don't want to have to spend all that money, all the karbanis that the Naz has to bring when takes his haircut. I want that when I bring my teglachas, when I take the haircut, all the karbanis that are decreed in the Torah that you have to bring, I want that anyways I have to spend my Meister Sheni money. I wanted that I could be able to purchase all those karbanis with Meister Sheni money. Maho, what's halacha? Can someone do that? Can he take on something that he didn't have to take on the condition that it will be subsumed in other chigim that he has? So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan told him, Nader. It's considered a neder. In other words, there's an obligation now already to bring a carbon taida if someone said this. Ve'ena yaitza, and one cannot fulfill the chiv with the carbon chagiga. And so too, nazir ve'ena magaleach. One will have the, if one said these terms, where he says, look, I'm taking this chiv, but I want it to come from there. Actually, the chiv is chal, but one cannot go ahead, let's say in the case of nazir, and go take his haircut, those karbanas, from the money of Meister Sheni. Rather, it has to come from chulin. Now, the reason is because once the person already said the first half of the statement, harei olai, let's say harei olai taida or nazir, the obligation already starts because what's called amir legevaya is kemesir lehedyit. When one just says something orally for Hashem, it's as if an action was done between people. Now, therefore, the obligation started the second you said harei olai. The next second when you then say, on condition, is nothing because you can't make such a condition because it cannot be brought from something that's not chulin, which these things are already obligations, and therefore you have the obligation, but you cannot fulfill it with the condition that you made. Similarly, the Gemara brings an incident where Hahu Gavra Damalahu, there was a certain person that told the people around him, and he was telling people, because he was afraid he's going to die, so he told people the following command on his deathbed. He said, Havule arba meya zuzi leplani. Do me a favor, give this individual 400 zuz, but valinsa barati, let him go ahead and marry my daughter. So he wanted his daughter to get married. He says, look at this fine fellow. He says, give him 400 zuz and let him get married to my daughter. So Amar Papa, Papa said a similar halacha. He said, arba meya shakal. This boy could take the 400 zuz. Ubrate and this man's daughter, if he wants, he can marry her. If he wants, he doesn't have to marry her. As the Gemara explains, the reason is because that's how he said it. He said, give it to him. That sentence already took effect as a shchimra. When someone's about to die, his statements take effect. But then he said, let him marry her. Now, that's a different statement, that he has a choice. But you're right, if he had said, let him marry my daughter, and then he said, give him the money, then inasim shakal, then you're right. If he marries her, then he takes the money. Then if he doesn't marry her, he doesn't take the money because that was the precursor, that was the precondition for the money being given to him. Now, the Gemara tells us that Yasa Mereimer v'kamal ha-shmaita. Mereimer was sitting and saying over this halacha that we just said regarding if someone says, he says, look, I'm going to make an obligation of a karma taida, but ve'itza b'yidei chagiga, I want that I should be able to fulfill it with a karma chagiga, and that we said that one actually has the obligation and cannot fulfill it with a karma chagiga. He was saying it mishmei denavshe, in his own name. He didn't say it as this question that Rish Lakish had asked from Rabbi Yechanan. Rather, he said on his own, he said that if someone says, harei lei taida, and I want to fulfill a karma chagiga with it, or harei ninazer, and I want to be able to bring my karban taklachas from my sesheni, he says it's a neder, and you cannot fulfill with that, and it's a nazer, and you cannot do the taklachas. So Amali Ravina Mareimer, so Ravina's commented to Mareimer, he says, Atun Hachim Asnitla, you are teaching it like this, in other words, from your own. And you're not saying it in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Says Anan, Kidabay Manir Shlakish Rabbi Yechanan, our Messiah is that we had it learned where that this was a question that Rish Lakish had asked from Rabbi Yechanan, Masnitla, that's how we had it, that Rabbi Yechanan had responded in that answer. And that is, although that's your version, you're just saying it from your own, you should just know that our Messiah is that it was a question that Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan was the one that had responded that in kind.